بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن كان الذي عليه الحق سفيها أو ضعيفا أو لا يستطيع أن يمل هو فليملل وليه بالعدل، واستشهدوا شهيدين من رجالكم، فإن لم يكونا رجلين فالرجل وامرأتان ممن ترضون من الشهداء أن تضل إحداهما فتذكر إحداهما الأخرى. We are still busy with this business transactions, and from there, as we explained, we can see clearly that our deen is a complete deen. It isn't only to do with what we call ibadat, etc., but all aspects of our life. And with regard to that, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that all jami'ul ulum fil Quran, all the knowledge is in the Quran, walakin taqasara afhamun nas anhu, but people do not realize it. But all the types of knowledge is in the Quran. All business transaction, all economics is also in the Quran. And we should take it from the Quran. Allah, who is our creator, who has chalked out our lives for us, how we should live, in which is included everything. Our private life, public life, our ibadat, our business, all our things, our character, akhlaq, everything Allah has taught us. So we should follow according to that. And also explained that this is the longest ayat of the Quran Sharif. And with regard to that, on a lighter note, one Hibs Ustad asked his student after he had learned for quite a while, how much have you learned? So he said, one ayat. The Ustad became very angry, so long, and you have only learned one ayat. One ayat is like, well, asr, qaf, noon, all that. One ayat. The Ustad became very angry, called him and wanted to wring his ears. And when he saw which ayat, it was more than a page, the longest ayat of the Quran. Then the Ustad just broke down in smiles that the student had played a nice trick on him. That he said he only learned one ayat, which was meant to be very little, but in fact he had learned so much more than a page also. So this one longest ayat of the Quran Sharif is devoted to our business transactions. So further with regard to all the transactions, writing up the contract, the agreement, Allah further says, فَإِنْ كَانَ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْحَقُّ سَفِيهًا سَوْ ضَعِيفًا. پھر اگر وہ شخص جس پر قرض ہے بے عقل ہے یا ضعیف ہے, then the person who is responsible, who has bought the goods and he says he's going to pay later, he must have the contract drawn up, the agreement, so that it is an admission from his side that I'm responsible for this. And in that case, the court case, if any disputes come, becomes very easy because the admission is already present. He has made an admission. However, if this person is a person safihan, his mind is not in order, he's weak of mind, he has reached old age and he's become senile, or any other reason why, because his mind, he is mentally retarded, etc. Ya ba'u da'ifan, or he's old, he's weak, he has become old and senile, or it is a lady and she's in parda and she cannot come in front of a man. In any case, when the person who is responsible for the payment and he has to draw up the contract, or he has to have it drawn up by somebody who knows how to draw up the contract, but that person cannot do it, then in that case, أَوْ لَا يَسْتَطِيُوا أَن يُمِلَّ هُوَ يَا آپ نہیں بتلا سکتا, or for any other reason he cannot have the contract drawn up, he cannot dictate the terms, etc. فَلْيُمْلِلْ وَلِيُّهُ بِالْعَدْلِ تو بتلاوے کار گزار اس کا انصاف سے. Then the person who is his wali, his wali, who is responsible for him, that person should have the contract on his behalf drawn up. Or if that person is like in prison, and from there he cannot have it drawn up, then his wali must have it drawn up, and all that must be with fairness and justice. It must be done properly. وَاسْتَشْهِدُوا شَهِدَيْنِ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ, اور گواہ کرو دو شاہد اپنے مردوں میں سے. And do this aid further, not compulsorily, but a good precaution. Make two men as witnesses also. When drawing up this contract, have two men as witnesses. So that if there is any dispute, then the contract is also there and the witnesses are also there. Again, we see that in a case of dispute, that in Islam, the court case is sorted out and settled very quickly. The evidence is also there. There are two witnesses also. Everything is there immediately. The qadi, the judge, will make his decision. Everything is in front of him. There is no need of postponements of the case, or bringing all other types of evidence, etc. Everything is present already. And the two men, that is preferred always. And here Islam gives that reason also, the explanation why it must be two men. And if it's not possible for two men, the Quran explains, فَإِلَّمْ يَكُونَا رَجُلَيْنْ فَرَجُلُوا وَمْرَأَتَيْنْ وَمْرَأَتَانْ. پھر اگر نہ ہو دو مرد تو ایک مرد اور دو عورتیں. If it is such a place that you can't have two witnesses, two man witnesses, then let it be one man and two women. If that is possible, then that must be done. And this also, مِمَّن تَرْضَوْنَ مِنَ الشُّهَدَىٰ, ان لوگوں میں سے کہ جن کو تم پسند کرتے ہو گواہوں میں. But those two men, or one man and two women, they must be also such that they are satisfactory witnesses. It mustn't happen, it must not be that they are mentally retarded, or they are senile, or they've got other agendas of their own. They must be genuine, sincere, with fairness and justice, and correctly the contract must be drawn up. And the reason why two women in place of one man, أن تضل إحداهما فتذكر إحداهما الأخرى, کہ ایک ان میں سے تو یاد دلا دے اس کو دوسرے. If one of them has forgotten, کہ بھول جاوے ایک ان میں سے تو یاد دلاوے اس کو دوسری. And if the one woman has forgotten, because by nature, and now even scientifically it has been proven that the brains of men, it under x-ray and sonar and scans, it has been proven that woman's mind is half of that of a man. Clearly it has been proved. So because of that natural biology of the woman, by the natural anatomy, how Allah has made her, if the one forgets, the other one can remind her. Therefore, it has always been that in the absence of a man's evidence, then two women will be in their place. And the reason for two, that the one is likely to forget by her nature, by her very system it is, then the other one will remind her. So in this way, these instructions with regard to drawing up of the contract, of the agreement when making a sale, and it is on credit, that the payment is not made immediately, etc., then this contract must be drawn up in this way. From here, as we mentioned, that we see clearly how the Quran has taught all these mundane things also. And these are all worldly things to do with our worldly matters. In this dunya, the system Allah has kept of selling and buying. And for that, all the different types of transactions, especially when it comes to selling on credit, and then that agreement that must be drawn up. But in spite of this, we find very sadly, till today, right up to now, when Muslims, good Muslims, pious Muslims, enter into a partnership, then they just enter on trust. They don't draw up their agreement. And unfortunately, many cases, very soon they fall in dispute. And they start arguing. And because then they say, unfortunately, we didn't write down anything. The instruction of our deen and Quran Sharif is, when you start your business, then make sure that contract is drawn up and everything is set out correctly. Also, as it is taught in the hadith, that when you are dealing with somebody, even with your brother, then deal with him as a stranger.
That is, if you're doing a business transaction, even with your brother, father and son, a business transaction, deal with them as strangers and draw up the contracts properly. And when you want to give a gift to somebody, then even strangers should be regarded as friends and close people. That is, you want to give a gift, give it freely. No problem, you can give it. But when you are doing a business transaction, then do it very properly. Even if it is with your immediate family, it must be done properly. But unfortunately, we don't heed these instructions of the Quran Sharif. Till today, till now, good pious people, yesterday, today, whoever will go enter into an agreement, we don't reduce it to writing. We don't draw up the contract. And we can see how Islam has laid stress on this part of our life also. Our lives as Muslims, as good pious Muslims, is not only about namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, ramadan, etc., but even our business, even our marriages, even our social life, all that is part of deen. And we have to try and bring all that into our lives. May Allah give us the understanding, the tawfiq, and may Allah accept from us.